Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our reading this morning comes from Eric Inwas. He's the author of The Gifts of the Darkwood. Listen to his words. The Spirit beckons us not to be good, but to be human, humble. Of the humus, which ultimately means finding your elemental waters, which are connected to God, and living into your fullest energies. You can and will do a lot of good by walking the path that brings you most fully alive in this world. But in order to stay on this path, you must learn to say no to doing a great many good things. So this idea of the gift of temptation, I wonder if it brings to you, like me, these images of resisting evil. You know, sometimes it's really seriously dangerous. And sometimes it's seemingly benign as that pastry in front of you. But instead of the temptations for this week, we're going to talk about following the shoulds or the ought-tos that dictate only by logic, outside of expectation or shiny rewards. Instead, what would happen if we followed the paths of our intuition and imagination that seemed right for us, that path that helps us face the temptations that erode our fullness and steal us away? I began to think about this idea of temptations and what gifts it could bring to us, and I returned to the book Gift of the Dark Wood, the name of our series as well, and look what the author, Eric, began with this chapter. And after playing around with it, I decided to share his introduction because I couldn't rewrite it any better. He begins, "This dark wood gift is that of temptation. By temptation, I have in mind anything on this, I do not have anything in mind on the standard list of high-minded moralists. No sex, drugs, or rock and roll. No greed, gluttony, or envy. No, what I mean is the temptation to do good. Yes, good, not evil. So before you dismiss the claim out of hands, consider the last time you were seriously tempted to do something overly sinister or evil. I'm not talking about the little things," he writes, "like taking your more than your fair share of dessert or gossiping a little more than you should. And of course, no one is immune to the fantasies of doing great evil, such as throwing your boss out the window after you've been turned down for a promotion. Yet, if you haven't actually thrown your boss out of the window lately, or done more than entertain brief fantasies on such a thing, then doing great evil is probably not a significant temptation. If you feel this statement is true for you, and if you're feeling far from your path, chances are you've succumbed to the temptation of doing good somewhere along the line. In itself, doing good is not the problem. By the wrong good, doing good, however, is doing the wrong good, however, is the entire problem. By the wrong good, I mean any good that is not yours to do. It may be somebody else's good to do, but not yours. How often, and I won't have a show of hands because I have a pretty good idea, have you been guilted into leadership for a project or here at church? I see a few smiles out there. How often have you been guilted into leadership or a project at church when you know in your gut it's the wrong fit? It's the wrong yes. Or the wrong time for you to do something. That's the temptation I'm talking about. So in our scripture today, Paul writes to the Corinth church again to remind these good church folks that once we become followers of Christ, we are a new creation. Those things that we have done in the past are in the past. That's a good reminder for all of us. Paul says that God has reunited the world with God's self through Christ, and that gives the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins, just in case you have been tempted and succumb to temptation. And we are now have a new task in this new creation. The new creation and the new task are actually built on the spiritual gifts that we are each given when we enter into this new relationship with Christ. Here's a note to y'all. You do not get all of the spiritual gifts. God doesn't give you all of them. My sense is God gives us one or two. And we're supposed to use those one or two spiritual gifts. Those are supposed to be where our yeses are. You might wonder, well, yeah, it's been a while since I've heard about those spiritual gifts. So let me remind you what the gifts are. Apostles, prophets, pastors/teachers, evangelists, prophecies, teaching, wisdom, knowledge, faith, miraculous powers, healing, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues, helps, service, administration, encouragement, giving, leadership, mercy, and celibacy. So my friends, you have not been given all of those gifts, right? You've been given one or two of those gifts. And we get into trouble when we are tempted, or perhaps strong-armed, because let's be honest, committees can get really convincing that they need you, into using gifts that are not ours, and good works that are not ours. And here's what happens when you kind of wander into that area. You get tired real fast because the task or the work that you've said yes to is not your work. Doing that work that lacks the gifts or the aptitude is actually grueling. So my first job outside of babysitting was to stock the salad bar at the Elks Club in Decatur. Now, this salad bar was the only salad bar in Decatur in the early 1970s. It was a big thing. I literally stood at the dining room galley entrance on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday evenings, and I watched the salad bar. And when something got low, I went to the refrigerator and I filled the little bin. And then I went back to watching. So as most of you have already figured out, I'm an extrovert. Standing there and watching the salad bar was exhausting because I had no interaction outside of a server or two that was hustling and bustling around me. Filling the salad bar was not part of who I was gifted to be. When I finally figured that out and I began to work at the Head Start program, I was much happier. And I realized I wasn't exhausted, even though I spent most of my time crawling around on the floor while I was working. It's this fit. It's saying yes to where your gifts are and be willing to say a gracious no when they don't fit. So I'm looking forward to the future of First Pres, and I am going to just invite you to remember, as all these things start happening, as a new pastor arrives, as you begin to move into the next vision, chapter, whatever you want to call it, remember to serve from your gifts and your passions. Don't be afraid to say, I have gifts and that will serve me in this way, and I don't have gifts that will work in any other way. Let's become a congregation where we trust that God has placed the right people with the right gifts in exactly the right place at this time. Because that's what God has done. He has gifted this congregation with the right gifts for the right activities for the right time. Remember, doing good is not the problem. Doing the wrong good is the entire problem. And remember, by wrong good, I mean the good works that are not yours to do. It may be somebody else's good to do, but it's not yours. So let your yeses be God-gifted yeses, and let your noes be God-gifted noes, because we are all new creatures in Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.